Please turn to page 31 in the front part of the hymn book. And there you will find Luther's small catechism in just a few pages. The questions and answers that Luther wrote to teach the main teachings of the Christian faith based on the Bible. Luther's catechism was written in 1529 and quickly translated into over 20 languages. And so its teaching spread throughout much of Europe and the world. You will notice that Luther also wrote catechism hymns, a hymn on each part of the catechism. And Luther emphasizes law and gospel in his hymns and in his teachings. And you will notice that when we sing hymn 490, verses 1 and 2, 11 and 12. The Catechism explains the Apostles' Creed, but Luther's hymn paraphrases the Nicene Creed because it was always sung and used in the divine service on Sunday mornings. The tune is based on a Latin chant. We sing hymn 38, verse 1.
Thank you.
The Lord's Prayer is part of the daily life of a Christian. In the superstition of the Middle Ages, it was often regarded as a duty and a good luck charm, more than as an invitation from Jesus himself to ask for all things that we need for this body and life, for body and soul, for this life and life to come. Luther explains the Lord's Prayer as God's invitation to his dear children to ask for all good things. We sing hymn 383, verse 1. Luther's catechism differs from earlier catechisms by emphasizing the gospel, the message of Jesus Christ as Savior, as he comes to us in the means of grace. Baptism is a precious gift, a washing away of all our sins. Through baptism, we are connected with Jesus who was baptized for us, so that his righteousness and his holiness become ours, so that his blood shed on the cross washes and cleanses us from all sin. As Peter states it simply, baptism now saves us. We sing hymn 247, verse 1. Even as baptized children of God, we daily struggle with our old Adam, our sinful self. But God's promise to Adam and Eve, to Abraham, to Moses, to David, and all believers is forgiveness. We retain confession and treasure the true and real forgiveness spoken in the absolution. The hymn paraphrases Psalm 130, which teaches us that with God there is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all his sins. We sing hymn 452, stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
The sacrament of the Lord's Supper is God coming to us with his very body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. It is pure gospel and pure gift for our comfort, for strengthening our faith, for a foretaste of heaven. Two tunes are associated with this hymn. We sing hymn 316, verse 1, and 317, verse 2. Others besides Martin Luther have also written hymns on parts of the Catechism and to teach and summarize the whole Catechism. Our closing hymn is a Scandinavian hymn that reviews the whole Catechism in a few short stanzas. Please stand and sing hymn 510. peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.